This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Aurora police will no longer need to give 72-hour warnings before clearing homeless encampments. That's according to a new ordinance City Council passed Monday night. Previously, law enforcement had to notify unhoused people and offer shelter options before disassembling camps. Aurora is the latest city to change how it addresses homelessness after the Supreme Court ruled cities can arrest or ticket people for sleeping outdoors. The ordinance goes into effect in 30 days. A new app created by a Coloradan is launching this week to make it easier for marginalized people to find others to play Dungeons and Dragons with. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
Rachel Dove is the 35-year-old founder of Dungeons Not Dating. It helps people find others to play the popular role-playing game. As a lesbian former stockbroker living in Commerce City, she said the app was created with inclusivity in mind.
What people are able to do is set up a profile similar to a dating app where they can put in things like their value tags, hobby tags, LGBTQ+, and then they build out their character.
Now, rather than using social media to find gaming partners, women, people of color, queer people, neurodivergent people, and those with social anxiety can use the app, which is free with ads. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
This year's Denver Pride Parade will have a new route. Colfax Avenue is undergoing disruptive construction along the parade's normal route. This year, the parade will shift two blocks north. Colfax is undergoing a $300 million renovation to make nearly 9 miles of the busy corridor more friendly to public transit. This is CPR News.